Crystal Benford, founder of Zeely Creative, and today I want to talk to you about how to overcome imposter syndrome. Now, I know we've heard it once or twice, a friend of ours or someone we know say, "I don't care what people think." And we probably said it a few times ourselves. But truth is, people do care what others think. Whether it's wanting a compliment on how you look right before you go out, or you needing input on an idea to pitch to the world, we do care what people think. As humans, we are drawn to some level of acceptance. We want to be recognized in a good way about something we've done or said because we are communal beings. But one thing that most struggle with is something called imposter syndrome. And you can find the detailed link in the written portion of this blog below. But to simplify the meaning, it's when a person internalizes a fear that the outside world will see them as a fraud or not adequate enough to do what they claim to do. They are more than capable, having the knowledge and experience. However, the inadequate feeling that resides in them is the fear of not being good enough. So how does this hurt us in business? My grandmother used to always say, there will always be someone more advanced than you in life, and in this particular case, in our field of expertise. However, that does not mean you're not great at what you do. Everyone has room to grow, even the best, but that should not stop you. So how do we get over this imposter syndrome? Number one, keep moving and put yourself out there. Discontinue being a secret entrepreneur and business that no one knows about. And I can truly attest to this. You have to make yourself known to the world and to your ideal client and your target market. You have to let them know you exist and that you're here to help them. So get yourself out there and keep moving. Number two, continue to learn and sharpen your craft. There's no such thing as knowing too much. You will continue to grow and learn while you're running your business. Experts become experts by continuing to learn and work on their craft, and the same goes for you. Number three, focus on how and who you can help. Redirect your thoughts from you and what you don't know and put that attention into helping your clients. This will make a world of difference in your approach and confidence. 9 times out of 10, you know more than the people you help, and that's why they choose you to work with you. I bet people are blown away with what you do and how you do it, but we are our own worst critics. Remember, if no one knows you exist, you can't make money, and you need to make money in order to survive as a business. Don't sell yourself short because of your own insecurities. You have too much to offer, and your future clients are waiting for you. Tell yourself every day that you are phenomenal at what you do, and you belong in this field. Keep saying it until you believe it. I hope this helped you because it really helped me, and I wanted to share it with you. Feel free to leave a comment and let me know how you're going to get out this imposter syndrome rut. Until next time, this is Crystal. Have a good one.